Back now with Day to Day. The end of our program means saying farewell to certain radio traditions we've created here, traditions like Summary Judgment. For years, our movie guy, Mark Jordan Ligon, has brought a roundup of films coming out each week. On this, his final piece, he brings us a bunch of movies with a most appropriate unifying theme. Here's Mark.
I've so enjoyed being part of the NPR family and bringing you Summary Judgment every week and other special segments on strange and forgotten cinema. And once it really sunk in that all of us here at Day to Day were truly out of a job, we began discussing movies that had the best scenes of someone getting fired or laid off, canned, pink-slipped, kicked to the curb. You get the picture. Well, fortunately or unfortunately, there are plenty of movies that deal with this all-too-common human experience. We start with the 1983 comedy Mr. Mom. Michael Keaton stars as an auto plant engineer who fears being downsized. Here he discusses his worries with his carpool buddies, which include Christopher Lloyd and Jeffrey Tambor.
You heard anything, Jinx?
If I did, wouldn't I tell you guys?
Not necessarily.
That's right.
You didn't tell Lou until after he chipped in for gas money.
Hey,
fellas, I'm telling you it's as simple as this. You can't sell cars. You can't pay people. Now, come on, relax. I like splitting gas money four ways.
Later, Michael Keaton comes upon his co-worker attacking the boss after hearing the bad news.
Are you crazy? What did you do that for?
Why didn't you tell me this morning I was being canned?
You fired these guys after all they contribute.
Jack.
Ah, don't jack me. After the support.
Jack.
Oh, man, after the devotion they gave you.
You're fired, too.
Now, you fired me. I'm fine.
Luckily, his kids and his wife, played by Terry Garr, try to be supportive.
I heard you got fired.
Laid off. We just laid off, honey. Remember?
Technically furloughed, sport.
You're not a bum, are you, Daddy?
No, but I'm working on it.
Okay, come on, everybody. Let's eat dinner. We're having special dinner tonight.
What are we having?
Colonel Chicken.
Yay! We can't afford that.
Let's enjoy it. Maybe I'll last.
We now go to the 1979 Academy Award-winning drama Kramer vs. Kramer. In this scene, Dustin Hoffman begs his boss not to let him go.
Now look, Ted, this is a very painful thing for me. You don't know how badly I feel, but I've been getting a lot of pressure from the guys upstairs, and there wasn't anything else I could do. Now listen, I thought about this a lot, and it's really better this way. I mean, if I was to take away your stripes, if I was to put you on some schlock account, you'd hate it. You'd hate me for doing it to you. This way, it's a clean break, and believe me, that's the best thing.
You know that my wife is fighting me for custody. You know that we're going to court. Do you know what my chances are if I'm out of a job?
Now, look, I understand that you're upset.
I mean, for God's sakes. I don't want to beg, but I'm asking you, please, as a friend. Huh?
Ted.
I'm asking you.
Teddy, look. I know you may be a little short of cash right now. No big hurry about paying this back. Shame on you.
And in 1999's Magnolia, Alfred Molina fires William H. Macy from his electronic store salesman job, and Macy doesn't handle it too well.
I trust you with so much! Keys to my store, the codes to my locks, the life and blood of my business, and return you smash in 7-Eleven! And late! Always late!
Solomon, please! I am so f***ed here if you do this! This is the worst timing! The worst timing I could ever imagine! I need to keep working! I have so many debts, so many things. I have my surgery. My oral surgery coming.
What surgery?
Oral surgery! A corrective teeth surgery.
What is that?
Braces.
In 2001's little scene but wonderful 13 Conversations About One Thing, Alan Arkin gives a tremendous performance as a sad, bitter manager of a struggling insurance company who has to let someone go for budgetary reasons. And he picks the happiest, most optimistic guy in the office because the guy's cheerfulness irritates Arkin to no end.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but believe me, it hurts me as much as it hurts you.
I don't know what to say. I thought things were going so well. Gene, I have to ask, was it me? Was it something I did?
No, it's not you at all. Company's falling on hard times, and I have a feeling that a lot of other heads are going to roll before this is over.
Well, that makes me feel a little better. I mean, not that I would wish it on anyone else.
Yeah. Well, I'll see to it that you stay out the week, and I'll see what I can do about a nice severance package.
Thanks, Gene. I appreciate it. You know, maybe I should look at the upside of this. I can take that vacation I've always wanted to spend some time with my kids before they leave the nest.
And we'll close with 1987's Oscar-winning comedy Broadcast News, where low ratings force a network news division to make drastic cuts. Jack Nicholson is the star anchorman making a rare visit to the newsroom as heads begin to roll.
Bill, this is hard on all of us, isn't it? No time for compliments. But I think it's extraordinary of you to come down here for this.
Well, if we're not here for one another during the tough times, we're not a news organization.
Bill, welcome back to Washington. Bill.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Again, is she on the list? This is a brutal layoff. And all because they couldn't program Wednesday nights.
And this terrific script written by the legendary James L. Brooks has one of the best retorts ever made by someone who has just been canned.
You know, I'm just old enough to be flattered by the term early retirement.
That's wonderful. What a lovely line. Now, if there's anything I can do for you.
Well, I certainly hope you'll die soon.
And the list of movies about people unemployed or down on their luck goes on and on. And to those in our listening audience who are going through a similar situation, I just want to say keep your spirit positive, and to quote Winston Churchill, never, never give up.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living and moving on here in Los Angeles. Thanks for all the celluloid memories, Mark.
And now my daughter Zoe will do the show close.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with the contributions from Slate.com. I'm Zoe DeMarie.